Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I usually smuggle a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in my pants.
Special Agent Paul.
Mentoria. I've been waiting for this moment.
Come on, Jor. Come on, come on.
Woo-hoo!
No wonder Jordana didn't want to be here today. Right? She has more sense.
I don't want to be associated with that gong show, that junk show. No way.
Jordana actually is here in spirit. She's always here in spirit. Today she's at the Mayo Clinic undergoing tests. Getting ready for a bone marrow transplant the end of next month. So they got to run a whole battery of tests. She's been taking chemo. They need to knock down her cancer back into remission. Then and only then can she get the bone marrow transplant. Good news, they did find a donor. And so that's taken care of. And anyway, Jorah will be back with us tomorrow. DJ is here in all his glory. Well, okay.
Wow, that's an overstatement.
Well, are you happy, though? It's not snowing today. Are you okay?
Yeah,
are you all right? Are you a little grouchy today? The sun is out. It almost feels like spring.
It does almost feel like spring. No, I'm not grouchy at all. They got, 7 inches up in Lutzen, so that's good news.
you can always find a place that got 7 inches of snow.
And I'm a little jealous, though, that I flew a week ago. And I'm a little jealous that the mask mandate is just ending today and that I had to mask up that whole time.
Oh, you poor baby. Was it hard? Was it hard for you?
Well, no, it wasn't really hard, but it seems like it's time for that to be over.
Yeah.
So I think I'm okay with that. How about you?
It's interesting to me that a federal judge, by the way, a Trump-appointed judge in Florida, ended this thing. Kind of like she snapped her fingers. We're done.
Yeah.
The CDC, you overstepped your authority, and it's over. And one of the thoughts I had is, what if this had happened 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And I know it was a hassle. It's an annoyance. That said, I think forcing people to wear masks on public transportation probably saved countless lives, maybe hundreds of thousands of lives, if you believe epidemiologists. I don't know. I think it's probably time to take the masks off. If you're immunocompromised, though, if you're older and worried, you can and should still wear your mask.
Well, and I would have liked the freedom. I will enjoy the freedom to make that decision on my own. Now, I will make that decision carefully, and I will definitely still have a mask with me and choose when and when not to wear it while traveling. But I'm happy that the days of like sneaking a bite of your, trail mix on the airplane and then putting the mask right back up are over. I can take the mask off for the whole half an hour that I'm snacking and having a cup of coffee instead of being afraid that the flight attendant's going
to
come by.
I think it shifts the responsibility to individuals, sure. right? Yeah. Your choice, your face, you want to wear a mask, great, yeah. go for it. You don't, okay.
And we're at a place in this pandemic that is not over yet where we can let people make those choices. And will it spread some because of this? Sure, I'm sure it will some, but people get to make their own decision and then we'll have to live with it.
Yeah. Hey, if I'm on a long flight and people around me seem reasonably normal and the guy next to me isn't coughing up a lung,
mm-hmm.
I'll take the mask off.
Mm-hmm.
If there are people behind me that appear to be sick, I might put the mask back on.
I think if I'm in one of those, you know, long security lines where you're winding back and forth for an hour, it might be a good time to have that mask on.
Yeah. So if you didn't hear, if you're living in a cave, and we're not judging, the TSA will no longer enforce the federal mask mandate. This federal judge's ruling came down yesterday. Airlines already announcing that masks are optional on their aircraft, including hometown Delta Airlines. And have you seen about Sun Country? I haven't seen Sun Country yet.
No, I've heard of, TSA and big airlines, but no, I haven't heard about everybody
yet. American Airlines, United, Southwest, Alaska, and JetBlue, masks are now optional. Good idea, bad idea, too soon, too late, don't care. What do you think? Call us, text us. 651-461-9226. What do you think of the announcement? Is it going to change your behavior on a bus, on light rail, on an airplane? 651-461-9226. Couple of shows that I'm looking forward to streaming coming up next with Tim Lammers on CCO.
I think you should publicly distance yourself from White House.
Why?
Because the behavior of entitled toffs is something the public no longer finds cute.
I know my husband. He's a good man. He's a man. I feel very confused.
About me?
About everything.
James Whitehouse's privilege does not extend to rape.
The word rape and my name have nothing to do with each other!
I have no further questions for this witness.
Oh, man, yeah. This is one my wife wants to stream, and this is called Anatomy of a Scandal, based on Sarah Vaughan's best-selling novel of the same name. The book isn't inspired by a specific true story, but rather Vaughn's experience covering British sex scandals as a courtroom reporter over time. What is it about the British and sex scandals? Although I guess we have our fair share here in the U.S. All right, Tim Lammers here to break this down. Hi, Tim. Welcome back.
Hi, Paul. You're right. I mean, what is it about? There was a movie about the British Parliament called Scandal years and years and years ago. Yeah. So, yeah, this isn't exactly new. And you're right. It is fictional, but it does really feel like it could be true. The story in this case, and I should point out right away, this is the number one most viewed program on Netflix right now.
Wow.
So it's really grabbing a lot of attention. Story of a minister in British Parliament played by Rupert Friend, who is first exposed for having an affair with one of his younger staffers. So this affair went on for 5 months. And he seems to sidestep all the blowback from that, all the big repercussions, the media, etc. And then all of a sudden, this woman he was having an affair with says, after the affair ended, he sexually assaulted me. Despite all of this, the minister has the support of his scorned wife, played by Sienna Miller. Once it seems like the can of worms is open, it seems to get deeper and deeper. And the more we look into this guy's past, as and other people's past, it just seems to get more and more lurid, more and more dark secrets are exposed. And I tell you what, Paul, it's one heck of a series. I think it's probably going to be just a limited series, but 6 episodes, and you are going to go right through them.
Wow. So you liked it. It's worth your time.
Yeah, I did. Now, you know, it just seems to me that you get a producer like David E. Kelly, who has been a prolific producer in Hollywood for decades. Now, if you want to just even look at his most recent work, like The Undoing, which, of course, was Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant, that was on HBO Max. Big Little Lies, HBO, also David Kelly produced, Nicole Kidman. This guy has an incredible handle on these sorts of compelling stories, very human stories, very, you know, stories that just really strike the nerve of society, I think. So, yeah, I would say definitely see this one. You know, obviously, you know, they broached the subject of sexual assault. It is very, very difficult to watch. There's no question about that. And it did take me places that I didn't expect when I started watching the series. So, you know, it's a compelling television. It's obviously not the happiest thing to watch. I mean, it's very, very dark and disturbing. But, again, it's very well told, and it really keeps your attention.
Yeah, it appeals to the lurid side of all of us, our prurient interests, right? I mean, it's the same instinct that makes people slow down at the scene of an accident, you know.
Unfortunately, yes, that's very, very true. And, you know, let's be honest. I mean, you mentioned something about scandals with British politicians and American politicians.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it is really, whether we want to admit it or not, very much a part of our lives, you know, a part that we can sort of detach ourselves from. But ultimately, these are our lawmakers, and they make the decisions on our behalf. So, yeah, I think we should be concerned about what the behavior is like of these people.
Accountability.
Absolutely.
Here's another original streaming series, a clip from Swimming with Sharks on the Roku channel.
In Hollywood, there are stories of love.
Not cheating.
All of this is mine, and I choose to share it with you. Success.
Who thought you could spend as much of my money as you wanted? Well, you thought wrong.
Where we live happily ever after. This, I see you, is not one of those stories.
Well, this sounds good, too.
Did nothing but a happy-go-lucky, feel-good week, huh, Paul?
Wow, yeah. Got to get some comedies in here. What's going on?
I'll work on that. I'll work on that. But there's some other great dramas coming down the line that I'm going to be touching on. But, yeah, Swimming with Sharks, the Roku channel, had to point this one out as the first show from the Roku channel that I have reviewed. Now, Roku is, there's a box, a streaming stick that you can use that holds all these other apps.
Yes.
Now, you do not need a Roku stick or a box or whatever in order to watch anything on the Roku channel. You can download that app along with everything else. Now, when Quibi, that phone streaming service, went under, Roku bought their content. So they're a player now, too. One more streaming service to add, Paul, but this one is free. And it's got some quality stuff. I tell you, Swimming with Sharks is actually based on a 1994 film starring Kevin Spacey as this horrific studio boss. Just, he has an assistant that he verbally abuses up and down every day, humiliates him. That person is played by Frank Whaley. And basically, the after so much abuse, the assistant turns the tables on his boss. Now, in this series, we have Diane Kruger playing the studio boss, and Kiernan Shipka as the new assistant, who she doesn't wait to turn the tables on everybody. You know, the original, it was like it was something that built up over time. Well, this person came in with a plan, and all those awful people, all the backstabbers, all the people that weighed in this cesspool of this environment, you know, they, you know, seem like they have something coming to them. But then when you realize the motivations behind this person that's executing all these plans of revenge, then it's like nobody really is a winner here, you know. But Donald Sutherland also stars in this, brilliant actor. As always, he plays a Harvey Weinstein-like producer, just a throwback of the absolute worst kind. Look, if you have aspirations of going to Hollywood, watch Swimming with Sharks first and then reassess your ideas.
One of my favorite nieces is navigating Hollywood right now. She just got out of college, and she's actually having some success and, you know, I've had chats with her father. My brother-in-law, like, have you had the talk about Hollywood? And, you know, I think it gets accentuated in Hollywood, but it's probably an issue everywhere, right? With people,
yeah.
Men behaving badly?
Yes. Well, you know, look, I mean, I obviously the Me Too era has shined a big bright light on it, and rightfully so. And you hope that maybe that sort of bad behavior has been, you know, now that it's been called out, they're dialing it back. I don't know if that's ever truly going to be the case. And you're right, Paul. It's in other areas of our lives, too. The only thing is that Hollywood is so worshipped by so many people. It grabs so many more headlines than other businesses, et cetera, that I don't know. It just really leaves a bad taste when you watch a show like this. It's like, I could have never imagined myself, you know, watching this, it's like, I could never imagine myself going out there now, you know, but that's not to say that they're all bad. You know, they're all bad. They're not. There's some good people out there.
Sure.
You know, sure. I know a few of them. Obviously, you know, some too, yep. Including your niece. I mean, yep. There's some really good people out there. I guess maybe this is more of a cautionary tale of, okay, these are the pitfalls that you need to avoid because there are sharks that smell blood in the water and they're going to get you if you're not looking.
Tim Lammers, great advice and great options. Thank you so much, and looking forward to our chat on Friday.
Absolutely, Paul. We'll chat movies on Friday.
Sounds good. We're going to chat weather. What the heck is going on with April? Could it be linked to changes in the Arctic? And does this chilly April mean a ruined summer is imminent? Not so fast. Mark Seely is going to bring us back down to earth with some facts, some data, and some perspective when we come back on CCO. So I'm going to have the pleasure of signing some books at the Red Balloon Bookshop in St. Paul Thursday evening at 6:30, signing up my book, A Kid's Guide to Saving the Planet. It's Not Hopeless and We Aren't Helpless. And you know who's joining me, DJ? Ashley Shelby.
Oh, wow.
South Pole Station author extraordinaire. She's a teacher, Don Shelby's daughter.
Okay.
And she's going to be signing up some of her books there, too, talking about the changes in the Arctic and the Antarctic. And so I'm looking forward to that.
Thursday at 6:30.
Thursday at 6:30. Circle your calendar.
Okay, great. I'll be there.
If anybody does that. Will you?
No.
No, you won't. I was going to say, really? You know who else has written some amazing books? Voyager Skies, Weather in the Wilderness, Minnesota Weather Almanac, and who served the state of Minnesota for 40 years as extension climatologist and meteorologist at the University of Minnesota, who just retired in 2018, Dr. Mark Seely, a dear friend of mine, a mentor, and happy to have him back on the show. Hey, Mark.
Hi there, Paul. Isn't that sun, or what we had of it today, wonderful?
It makes a big difference. When it's chilly, having that sun out, there was a little bit of spring in my step today. Are you getting an earful, people complaining to you?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, big time. And I just had a program, education program, last night, in fact. And we are having a April that's 5 to 7 degrees colder than normal, but I reminded them of April of 2018.
Yep.
When we had 26 inches of snow locally and up to 40 inches elsewhere, and then we had, I think, average temperatures for the month that were 8 to 9 degrees colder than average.
Wow. Wow. So, look, your results may vary. The question that I'm getting, and I'm hoping you can shed some light on this, looking backwards, some historical analog, when we do have these chilly...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What we call light switch springs. Spring rarely on a dimmer switch. It's usually on or off, and it's been off for the past couple of weeks. Hopefully it'll be turned on at some point here in the next week or two. But is there any correlation between chilly springs, chilly Aprils, and chilly summers? Because I noticed that NOAA's models, 9 out of 10 of their longer-range summer weather models are predicting quite a bit hotter than average for Minnesota, for most of the USA, which has me scratching my head. But what do you think, and how are you answering that question, Mark?
Well, the studies I've seen on that, Paul, show that there isn't any statistical correlation. Now, that's not to say that we haven't had some rather striking examples. For example, what's being forecast in the Outlook models, I know you've referred to that a number of times recently, for a hot summer. And that follows the trend, certainly. That certainly follows the climate change trend we're seeing across the country. And we have had real, real remarkable examples of that, where we've had a cold, cold April followed by a hot, hot summer. In fact, I went back historically and found 6 years that were just like that. 2020, 2018, 1995, 1983, 1937, and 1936, where we had, on the extreme end of the temperature distribution, very, very cold Aprils followed by very, very hot summers.
Huh. It just seems counterintuitive, and yet anybody who's lived in Minnesota more than 10 minutes knows that things change in a hurry. And again, we have this La Nina, this cool phase of the Pacific, which was forecast to wind down by now, but it just keeps on going like the Energizer Bunny. And it's forecast to continue into the summer. So are most La Nina summers, is there a trend towards hotter and drier for Minnesota?
Well, I looked at that, Paul, since 1950, and I looked at the 15 hottest summers since 1950, and what I found was Seven of them were associated indeed with La Nina episodes. There were an additional six that were not associated with La Nina episodes, and there were a couple that were sort of tweeners in between. So if there is a historical correlation going back to 1950, it's a rather mild one.
Okay. And I'm just curious, too, because people, and I remind them that, yeah, the planet is warming, but it's right. Lumpy. We're seeing the warming signal in the fall. I think most Minnesotans realize that falls are staying warmer longer. I remember when I got here in the early 80s, there would be ice on the lakes by Thanksgiving, people playing ice hockey. That rarely happens, at least in the metro, you know, right. Firm ice by the end of November. So falls are trending warmer, but springs are kind of iffy, you know, blowing hot and cold. And some climate scientists are talking about what's happening in the Arctic as a possible reason why Aprils are so fickle. The last 10 years, we're getting a little more snow deeper later into April. Does that hold water in your estimation?
Well, you know, this is a real difficult one because there was a flurry about 10, 12 years ago, there was a flurry, a prolific number of research papers published that documented that the loss of Arctic sea ice and the change amplification, the polar amplification we talk about in the temperature signal, was going to affect the jet stream and disrupt it, and it was going to disrupt the polar vortex. And in those two areas, then, that would mean more frequent late-season excursions of cold air dipping down over the continental North America.
Right.
Now, we've come out in the last two or three years, there's been papers that have said, no, this is uncertain. We don't know for a fact that is indeed going to happen. The dynamics of the atmosphere is changing so much with climate change that we can't hang our hat on just those attributes, the polar jet stream and the polar vortex. There are other large dynamics of the atmosphere in play. And so I'd have to answer that question, Paul, by saying there's even more uncertainty in the research community now than there was 10 years ago.
Okay. We still don't know what we don't know, and yeah, a lot of complicated interactions, some natural variability, superimposing all of that, of course, is this gradual warming trend. I'm sure you know this because you are tied into the agricultural community. Farmers trust you, they have for four decades. The price of corn reached a 9-year high amid wider increases in commodity values. The price hit $8 a bushel, up from $6 a bushel earlier this year. In terms of spring planting, it seems like we're behind a little bit, but do farmers need to worry about this late start to planting?
Not yet. Emphatically not yet. But I suspect they will start to worry if we get into May and we haven't made much progress in terms of the acreage planted. The other thing, too, is with such high commodity prices, both corn and wheat, I might add. I think wheat was up around $12 a bushel or something like that.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of pressure to get in timely because for both of those crops, the long-term research shows that timely planting is essential to maximize your yields, and that's what everybody's aiming for. So I think when we do get breaks in this spring weather, Paul, and I know you and I have been keeping our fingers crossed, that they're going to go like crazy out on the Minnesota landscape. We're going to see acres and acres planted in a very short period of time.
Climatologist, meteorologist, and my friend, and, well, every Minnesotan's friend, Mark Seely, we sure appreciate your perspective. Thank you for talking us off the ledge. And wouldn't it be ironic if we go from complaining about a chilly April to complaining about the heat in about 45 to 60 days?
I would not be surprised by that.
Stranger things have happened. Mark, thank you for joining us today. Wishing you and your expanding clan the very best. Hug those grandbabies for me, okay?
Thanks. Always good to talk to you, Paul. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Dr. Mark Seely. And when we come back, Mark Fry has some perspective on what's happening and what farmers are worried about other than the weather. He's next. Mark Fry from the CCO Newsroom talking about the bird flu. Today, Governor Walz, Senators Klobuchar and Smith, and Minnesota's Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson all got together for an update on bird flu in the state of Minnesota, which is stressing out a lot of people. Mark Fry, welcome back.
Paul, good to be with you. And I think this is maybe like the second time in the past 2 weeks we've talked about bird flu. So it just unfortunately continues to grow and worry more producers and, you know, individuals across the state. So definitely something to keep an eye on going forward.
So what, I mean, obviously conditions getting worse, and this is starting to affect farmers' mental health, right?
Yeah, and that was one of the things they touched on pretty heavily today is the resources that are available for Minnesota farmers right now. And the state actually operates this Minnesota Farm and Rural Helpline. It's a phone number and a text and an email that you can all, that farmers can access, or anyone really who can access this. But Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson said he has fielded a lot of these calls so far throughout this bird flu that's impacted now 40 sites and 2 million birds now lost across Minnesota flocks to this. And he says it's been the toughest part of his job so far is hearing from these farmers who have really gone to their wit's end and trying to save their flocks. And they have to make that unfortunate choice, Paul. And, you know, they did give some optimism, though, moving forward, which is a good sign.
Mark, what is different, if anything, about the spread of the bird flu this time around?
Well, the biggest thing that Governor Walz pointed out, as did Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson and also Dr. Beth Thompson with the Board of Animal Health, they said this is really not a barn-to-barn case. It's not, they're not seeing the cases get spread through different barns because of the biosecurity. It's more of a popcorn spread, meaning that it's just showing up in various spots because it's being transmitted from this waterfowl that's migrating into Minnesota. And, Paul, I think people might be asking you for some help. Drier, warmer weather is what they're hoping for in the next few weeks to really maybe push some of these case totals out and maybe get these birds on their way to where they're going instead of Minnesota.
Let me push a button here and try to correct that. Warmer, you want?
Yeah, I was wondering
warmer
what
and drier?
I've always looked for that button there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm pushing the. Oh, I just think I just launched missiles. Okay, no, not that button. This button right here. DJ, what?
Well, Mark, I just want to know, I paid more for eggs last week than I've paid in my whole life. It's, you know, it's $3, $4, $5 a dozen. Is, you know, is there any relief there? How much does this have to do with the prices of eggs and poultry?
Well, that's exactly right. So in Iowa, they've had to kill, I can't remember how many millions of laying hens because of this bird flu. And obviously, you're going to see that get directed to the prices you pay at the store. But reiterated once again, it's safe to eat eggs and poultry products. You don't have to worry going to the grocery store. So I think a lot of people have continued to ask those questions, and that's a good, you know, question to ask if what you're eating is safe. But DJ, you're right. I mean, I noticed that at the grocery store a couple of weeks ago, and I just couldn't believe the prices that we're paying now.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Mark, how's it going with the new puppy?
He is a handful, man. It's I knew my wife and I knew what we were getting into, but 4-month-old puppy. He likes to chew on things. So if you have any remedies, I'm all ears.
Just buy old furniture because it's all going to get chewed up. What kind of breed? What kind of puppy?
Right. He's a hound mix. So we're thinking maybe there's a little bit of a Brittany. That's what they said. Secondhand hounds is where we adopted him from, and they were
nice.
Great to work with. So obviously, there's a lot of great organizations in the Twin Cities, but he's too cute to pass up, so we had to go for him.
What's his name?
His name is Hank. So
Hank. Oh.
He hasn't learned it yet. He probably thinks his name is a number of things at this moment.
Shut up. Don't pee there. No.
Exactly.
Hank's a great name. Mark, appreciate the update. Yeah. Good luck with Hank, and thanks for the update on the bird flu. Hoping for better weather and better news for farmers here soon. Make it a good one.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul. Yep, thank you. You too.
Thank you. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the light switch spring that we're having and why DJ is actually excited. It's not a bug. It's a feature. It's not a negative. It's a positive. It's all how you think about things. You're a travel preacher, and now you're a weather preacher. You're going to tell me what I'm doing wrong here. It's a long list.
It's on my job description.
Yeah. Clean up PD's mess. All right. We'll be back with more. Thanks for sticking around right here on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
What we call light switch springs. Spring rarely on a dimmer switch. It's usually on or off, and it's been off for the past couple of weeks. Hopefully it'll be turned on at some point here in the next week or two. But is there any correlation between chilly springs, chilly Aprils, and chilly summers? Because I noticed that NOAA's models, 9 out of 10 of their longer-range summer weather models are predicting quite a bit hotter than average for Minnesota, for most of the USA, which has me scratching my head. But what do you think, and how are you answering that question, Mark?
Well, the studies I've seen on that, Paul, show that there isn't any statistical correlation. Now, that's not to say that we haven't had some rather striking examples. For example, what's being forecast in the Outlook models, I know you've referred to that a number of times recently, for a hot summer. And that follows the trend, certainly. That certainly follows the climate change trend we're seeing across the country. And we have had real, real remarkable examples of that, where we've had a cold, cold April followed by a hot, hot summer. In fact, I went back historically and found 6 years that were just like that. 2020, 2018, 1995, 1983, 1937, and 1936, where we had, on the extreme end of the temperature distribution, very, very cold Aprils followed by very, very hot summers.
Huh. It just seems counterintuitive, and yet anybody who's lived in Minnesota more than 10 minutes knows that things change in a hurry. And again, we have this La Nina, this cool phase of the Pacific, which was forecast to wind down by now, but it just keeps on going like the Energizer Bunny. It's forecast to continue into the summer. So are most La Nina summers, is there a trend towards hotter and drier for Minnesota?
Well, I looked at that, Paul, since 1950, and I looked at the 15 hottest summers since 1950, and what I found was seven of them were associated indeed with La Nina episodes. There were an additional six that were not associated with La Nina episodes, and there were a couple that were sort of tweeners in between. Mm-hmm. So if there is a historical correlation going back to 1950, it's a rather mild one.
Okay. And I'm just curious, too, because people, and I remind them that, yeah, the planet is warming, but it's right. Lumpy. We're seeing the warming signal in the fall. I think most Minnesotans realize that falls are staying warmer longer. I remember when I got here in the early 80s, there would be ice on the lakes by Thanksgiving, people playing ice hockey. That rarely happens, at least in the metro, you know, right. Firm ice by the end of November. So falls are trending warmer, but springs are kind of iffy, you know, blowing hot and cold. And some climate scientists are talking about what's happening in the Arctic as a possible reason why Aprils are so fickle. The last 10 years, we're getting a little more snow deeper later into April. Does that hold water in your estimation?
Well, you know, this is a real difficult one because there was a flurry about 10, 12 years ago, there was a flurry, a prolific number of research papers published that documented that the loss of Arctic sea ice and the change amplification, the polar amplification we talk about in the temperature signal, was going to affect the jet stream and disrupt it, and it was going to disrupt the polar vortex. And in those two areas, then, that would mean more frequent late-season excursions of cold air dipping down over the continental North America.
Right.
Now, we've come out in the last two or three years, there's been papers that have said, no, this is uncertain. We don't know for a fact that is indeed going to happen. The dynamics of the atmosphere is changing so much with climate change that we can't hang our hat on just those attributes, the polar jet stream and the polar vortex. There are other large dynamics of the atmosphere in play. And so I'd have to answer that question, Paul, by saying there's even more uncertainty in the research community now than there was 10 years ago.
Okay. We still don't know what we don't know, and yeah, a lot of complicated interactions, some natural variability, superimposing all of that, of course, is this gradual warming trend. I'm sure you know this because you are tied into the agricultural community. Farmers trust you. They have for four decades. The price of corn reached a 9-year high amid wider increases in commodity values. The price hit $8 a bushel, up from $6 a bushel earlier this year. In terms of spring planting, it seems like we're behind a little bit, but do farmers need to worry about this late start to planting?
Not yet. Emphatically not yet. But I suspect they will start to worry if we get into May and we haven't made much progress in terms of the acreage planted. The other thing, too, is with such high commodity prices, both corn and wheat, I might add. I think wheat was up around $12 a bushel or something like that.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of pressure to get in timely because for both of those crops, the long-term research shows that timely planting is essential to maximize your yields, and that's what everybody's aiming for. So I think when we do get breaks in this spring weather, Paul, and I know you and I have been keeping our fingers crossed, that they're going to go like crazy out on the Minnesota landscape. We're going to see acres and acres planted in a very short period of time.
climatologist, meteorologist, and my friend, and, well, every Minnesotan's friend, Mark Seely. We sure appreciate your perspective. Thank you for talking us off the ledge. And wouldn't it be ironic if we go from complaining about a chilly April to complaining about the heat in about 45 to 60 days?
I would not be surprised by that.
Stranger things have happened. Mark, thank you for joining us today. Wishing you and your expanding clan the very best. Hug those grandbabies for me, okay?
Thanks. Always good to talk to you, Paul. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Dr. Mark Seely. And when we come back, Mark Fry has some perspective on what's happening and what farmers are worried about other than the weather. He's next. Mark Fry from the CCO Newsroom talking about the bird flu. Today, Governor Walz, Senators Klobuchar and Smith, and Minnesota's Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson all got together for an update on bird flu in the state of Minnesota, which is stressing out a lot of people. Mark Fry, welcome back.
Paul, good to be with you. And I think this is maybe like the second time in the past 2 weeks we've talked about bird flu. So it just unfortunately continues to grow and worry more producers and, you know, individuals across the state. So definitely something to keep an eye on going forward.
So what, I mean, obviously conditions getting worse, and this is starting to affect farmers' mental health, right?
Yeah, and that was one of the things they touched on pretty heavily today is the resources that are available for Minnesota farmers right now. And the state actually operates this Minnesota Farm and Rural Helpline. It's a phone number and a text and an email that you can all, that farmers can access, or anyone really who can access this. But Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson said he has fielded a lot of these calls so far throughout this bird flu that's impacted now 40 sites and 2 million birds now lost across Minnesota flocks to this. And he says it's been the toughest part of his job so far is hearing from these farmers who have really gone to their wit's end and trying to save their flocks, and they have to make that unfortunate choice, Paul. And, you know, they did give some optimism, though, moving forward, which is a good sign.
Mark, what is different, if anything, about the spread of the bird flu this time around?
Well, the biggest thing that Governor Walz pointed out, as did Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson and also Dr. Beth Thompson with the Board of Animal Health, they said this is really not a barn-to-barn case. It's not, they're not seeing the cases get spread through different barns because of the biosecurity. It's more of a popcorn spread, meaning that it's just showing up in various spots because it's being transmitted from this waterfowl that's migrating into Minnesota. And, Paul, I think people might be asking you for some help. Drier, warmer weather is what they're hoping for in the next few weeks to really maybe push some of these case totals out and maybe get these birds on their way to where they're going instead of Minnesota.
Let me push a button here and try to correct that. Warmer, you want?
Yeah, I was wondering
what drier?
I've always looked for that button there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm pushing the. Oh, I just think I just launched missiles. Okay, no, not that button. This button right here. DJ, what?
Well, Mark, I just want to know. I paid more for eggs last week than I've paid in my whole life. It's, you know, it's $3, $4, $5 a dozen. Is there any relief there? How much does this have to do with the prices of eggs and poultry?
Well, that's exactly right. So in Iowa, they've had to kill, I can't remember how many millions of laying hens because of this bird flu. And obviously, you're going to see that get directed to the prices you pay at the store. But reiterated once again, it's safe to eat eggs and poultry products. You don't have to worry going to the grocery store. So I think a lot of people have continued to ask those questions, and that's a good, you know, question to ask if what you're eating is safe. But DJ, you're right. I mean, I noticed that at the grocery store a couple of weeks ago, and I just couldn't believe the prices that we're paying now.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Mark, how's it going with the new puppy?
He is a handful, man. I knew my wife and I knew what we were getting into, but 4-month-old puppy. He likes to chew on things. So if you have any remedies, I'm all ears.
Just buy old furniture because it's all going to get chewed up. What kind of breed? What kind of puppy?
Right. He's a hound mix, so we're thinking maybe there's a little bit of a Brittany, that's what they said. Secondhand hounds is where we adopted him from, and they were
nice.
Great to work with. So obviously there's a lot of great organizations in the Twin Cities, but he's too cute to pass up, so we had to go for him.
What's his name?
His name is Hank. So, he hasn't learned it yet. He probably thinks his name is a number of things at this moment.
Shut up. Don't pee there. No.
Exactly.
Hank's a great name. Mark, appreciate the update. Yeah. Good luck with Hank, and thanks for the update on the bird flu. Hoping for better weather and better news for farmers here soon. Make it a good one.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul. Yep, thank you. You too.
Thank you. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the light switch spring that we're having and why DJ is actually excited. It's not a bug. It's a feature. It's not a negative. It's a positive. It's all how you think about things. You're a travel preacher, and now you're a weather preacher. You're going to tell me what I'm doing wrong here. It's a long list.
It's on my job description.
Yeah. Clean up PD's mess. All right. We'll be back with more. Thanks for sticking around right here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.